This is Elizabeth McCullough of the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SeavillePodcast.com. There's a new girl in town, and her name is Susie. She knows the hottest deals and the best meals in Charlottesville. She's the well-connected, in-the-know friend everybody needs. And best of all, she's available 24/7 at SusieSaid.com. Amy Eastlack is the voice and the vision behind Susie Said Charlottesville. As she told Sean Tubbs of the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.
We're specific to Charlottesville. We are basically a site that takes all the best and the greatest things that are going on around Charlottesville for women and for moms, but we are not exclusive, definitely. And we kind of focus on events that are going on around town, deals and coupons, restaurants, all the greatest and most fun things going on around town.
Charlottesville is already a beehive of social networking, so why another website?
We just wanted to make it really short and kind of sassy and fun, and kind of a one-stop shop for that kind of thing. You can go around and you can do a lot of research and go to 12 different sites and find it, but we decided just to kind of bring it all into one spot and have it be really a fun place to do that. Every day there's a new deal in our deals and coupons section. We call it the deal of the day. So it will be something great that's usually local. We really try to focus on local things, we focus on women businesses, definitely, local sales that are going on. We have special coupons. We do a couple of restaurant reviews every week. It's a completely positive site. We don't have a discussion forum or anything like that because we don't want it to go that way. We have a calendar that is chock full of all kinds of things and organizations. It's interactive. You can get on there and you can add your own things. There's also, you can ask or tell Susie, so something will come directly to me if you have an idea, and I love to hear that from people because I know there are things out there that I still don't know about yet, and I love to hear that from other people. And then we also have a newsletter that comes out twice a week that kind of highlights the things that we have on the site. One comes out at the beginning of the week and then one comes out at the beginning of the weekend, and I always love to have feedback from people.
Yeah. Susie Said Seaville has been online for about 6 months with the motto, A Girlfriend's Best Friend. The site includes articles on fashion, food, and tips for busy moms, along with plenty of fun for girls' night out.
I mean, there are a bunch of different sources, but it's not really centered along the kind of mom / 25 to 40 somethings. I mean, there is Albemarle Family is a fabulous resource. There's no doubt about that, but it is very family centric. And this is, we try to include, where's a great night for girls' night out? Who's having drink specials on Thursday night? We're doing events that are kind of girls' night out. We're also doing family events. And so it's just kind of there wasn't really a resource that I could find that had the stuff that I really wanted to know, and we did research. I pulled a lot of people to find out, is this something that people would like? And the feedback has been fabulous.
The site is not just for women only, though.
Men can be, not all men, but a lot of men are dads, and so there are things that you can take your kids to. There's also, a lot of the events are not specific to women. They are, we'll feature things that are going on at the Paramount or things that are going on at the Pavilion, or even, if ACAC's got something great going on, we'll do that. So it's really all across the board. It is, if you look at the site, it's a little girly, but the content isn't totally women specific, no.
Susie Said Seaville is supported by advertising revenue. For Eastlack, it's also a labor of love.
But I'm really having so much fun with it that it seems like that's it's just worth it. Because I've met so many people, learned so many things about this town that I never would have reached before. And it's pretty incredible in that sense.
Eastlack draws on her own experience as a relative newcomer to Charlottesville to make Susie a local resource.
Writing is a hobby of mine. It's something I've always wanted to do. I've traveled or I've moved around a lot. And so I know that when you come into a new place, it's definitely hard to find. There are so many great things going on in this town, but it's not always easy to find where they all are. I'm not afraid to get out there and talk to everybody and find out everything and really be out there. So I think I think that people come in, and what I've tried to do working with some other organizations in town is to get it out to the newcomers too. There are newcomers groups and things like that, so that people, and I've had a couple people say that to me at events that I've been at, is like, your site saved me when I first moved here because I had no idea where to go or what to do, and now I'm out there. So yeah, I hope that is one of the things, because that is something that where I've been before, that's one of the reasons that I wanted to do something like this, is that I've been there and I know that it's kind of intimidating.
Look for more fun from Susie in coming months.
One of the things that we're trying to do is we're going to hold an event once a month, a kind of a meet, it's not really a meet Susie because people don't necessarily need to meet me, but just something really fun for people to come out. And then in October, we're doing the Seaville Pie Fest, which I'm a judge at. So so it's if each month, if people can kind of watch the site. Each month, we'll have something new, some kind of event for people to come out to and just kind of have a low-cost, really fun thing to do.
So you can meet Westlack in person at the Seaville Pie Fest coming up October 3rd. Susie can always be found at susiesaid.com/Charlottesville or on Twitter using the handle SusieSaidSeaville. This has been Elizabeth McCullough for the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit us at seavillepodcast.com.